Is your corn leaning? Well, maybe that's not the question I should have asked. I should have said, which direction is your corn leaning after the 2 weeks of wind from both the north and from the south? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. So I was asked by a farmer if his corn had green snap. Well, green snap is a term that many folks are hearing, and he wondered what it took to actually be green snap. Does it mean the plant is just leaning at a pretty good angle, or does it need to be completely broke off to be referred to as green snap? Well, green snap occurs when rapidly elongating corn stalks are subjected to high winds, and we had a few of these the last couple of weeks. Those corn stalks are elongating rapidly between the V8 and the tassel stages of growth. Typically, corn is the most susceptible to green snap in that 2 to 3 week period from late vegetative growth clear up until silking. The stalks are growing rapidly and have enough height to catch quite a bit more wind. These high winds will cause the stalks to break in the sections close to those lower nodes on the plant. Thankfully, we are really just approaching or are just beginning those growth stages that are the most susceptible. A number of factors can affect the severity of the green snap. Anything that contributes to rapid, vigorous growth may make the corn more susceptible to this problem. These contributing factors include high nitrogen rates, early planting, and higher plant densities, which promote early competition and elongation and consequently thinner corn stalks. Timing has a huge impact on the severity of the green snap, with much less damage usually evident in the younger corn. The factor that can be addressed the most readily is hybrid selection. Although no hybrid is immune to this problem, some hybrids are more susceptible to green snap than others. In conclusion, when you're out looking at your corn, be sure to determine if the corn plant is snapped off or if it's just leaning. I looked at some corn yesterday, and while it was leaning pretty severely, it was still attached to the ground by all of those roots. I also noticed that there were places where there were brace roots that were trying to penetrate into that soil surface. However, it looked like the wind just kept that plant moving around and actually moved soil from where that root was rubbing on the soil surface. With the last couple of days and the lighter winds, those brace roots will have a chance to now take hold and help support that corn plant and straighten it back up. If you have any questions on leaning corn, please give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or you can reach me at the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy, or you can follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.